Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill. Our website is active-faith.org, and our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today we have part seven of a series we're doing, Did Miracles and Spiritual Gifts End? And part seven will focus on 1 Corinthians 13, 1 to 12. Now, as previously stated in the other episodes on this topic, I was raised to believe that miracles and revelations and spiritual gifts ended when Jesus ascended and the apostles died. This is called cessationism. This view strongly supports the idea miracles have also ceased, yet these thoughts, along with many other stories of modern miracles, fly in the face of this idea. So that's what we're talking about today. So what about the verse in 1 Corinthians 13, when that which is perfect has come, that which is in part will be done away? Because I was taught that what was perfect was the scripture. The scripture is perfect. When we have all the scriptures assembled together in the Bible, all the miracles will cease, all the spiritual gifts will have ended. Let's see if it really says that. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. I may speak in different languages of people or even angels, but if I do not have love, I'm only a noisy bell or a clanging cymbal. So the gift of languages or words are worthless without love. And then it also says in verse 2 the same thing about prophecy. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I'd be nothing. So both prophecy and the gift of understanding is useless without love. It also says in verse 2 that knowledge, if I had possessed all knowledge but didn't love, I'd be nothing. So the gift of knowledge is useless without love. And then it also says if I had such faith that I could move mountains. So the gift of faith is useless without love. So 1 Corinthians 13, the first two verses here, teach that the gifts of tongues, prophecy, understanding, knowledge, and faith are all completely useless if they aren't used in love. If they are used in conjunction with pride or arrogance or any sort of inflated self-worth, it won't be blessed by God. And then look at verse 8, talking about that prophecy will end. Love never ends, it says. There are gifts of prophecy, but they will be ended. There are gifts of speaking in different languages, but those gifts will stop. There's a gift of knowledge, but it will come to an end. So verse 8 here says the gift of prophecy is going to end. The gift of tongues is going to end. It will stop. The gift of knowledge is in the same category. It's going to end. So these gifts of prophecy, tongues, and knowledge all have the same future. They're all going to end. The question is when? The next verses tell us that. Verse 8, love never ends. These gifts of prophecy, language, and tongues will come to an end. So if one of them is going to end, they're all going to end. Does that make sense? If one of them, they're lumped together. Verse 9 and 10 explain further. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, for our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. That's the amplified version of that verse. So the gift of knowledge and prophecy are incomplete gifts. See, until they end, they're to be used for kingdom expansion and are considered useful and in existence because they have a shared fate. They all apparently end simultaneously because they're incomplete gifts. It says in that same verse, when the complete and perfect comes, the incomplete and partial will pass away. When complete knowledge arrives, when complete prophecy is here, when prophecy is completed. Does that make sense? Knowledge is incomplete before the perfect comes. See? Verse 12. Now my knowledge is incomplete. Knowledge will be complete when? When the perfect comes. You see, knowledge is still incomplete. Division about the understanding and knowledge of a variety of passages are points of contention between different factions of Baptists, different factions of Church of Christ groups, Methodist groups, etc. Wouldn't you agree? The perfection here is not the Bible, because all these splinter groups read the same Bible and come to some different conclusions on different issues. So when will knowledge and understanding be perfect and complete? When the end comes. Another aspect of the answer can be found in Colossians 1, 28 and 29, since it's the same Greek word, perfect, that's used in 1 Corinthians 10, 13. And we'll explore that next time. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to put aside all preconceived ideas on this topic and just let the scriptures themselves talk to your heart. Everything you have ever been taught on this topic was taught to you by other humans, and they just might be wrong. But God's word isn't wrong. It's just hard sometimes to let what the Bible says overrule what other people have taught you and me. Be like the Christians in Berea, Acts 17, 10 and 11. That very night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. When they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue, and the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching truth. You might pray like this: Lord, help me to be like the Christians in Berea who measured what they were taught against what your holy word actually says. In Jesus' name, amen. And before we leave, let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.